I'm sorry. Our next presenter, Holistic Approaches to Cotton Yield Enhancement in Melodygon Incognita Infested Fields, Justin Logan.
Lankot. So as he said, my name is Justin Lankot. I'm a master's student at Auburn University, working under the direction of Dr. Kathy Lawrence. My title of my presentation is Holistic Approaches to Cotton Yield Enhancement in Melodygon Incognita Infested Fields. So a little background on Melodygon Incognita. It's known as the southern root knot nematode. It's the most widespread plant parasitic nematode on cotton, and it prefers a sandier soil type versus a heavier clay soil. So if you have Melodygon in your fields, what you might see on cotton for foliar symptoms are nutrient deficiencies, water stress plants in a non-water stress time, and reduced yields over time. Another thing that you might see if you dug up some plants would be root galls on the root symptoms, as you can see here in this little gall right there. These are usually formed on the lateral and the tap roots, as you can see in this plant right here. And then the bunchy roots, which is where you would see the water stress because the tap root can't go as deep as it needs to. So why is it important? The economic loss in Alabama for 2014 was about 7,000 bales, which equates to about $2.2 million at 63% cotton. Over the cotton belt, there was about a half a million bales lost, which is about 155 million bales at 63-cent cotton. So as you can see, it's a pretty important pest to be able to manage and understand so that you can produce more yields in your infected fields. So where is Melodygon? In this map right here, everything in green is where it counties that it has been sampled and found. If you look here in the green, and the yellow right here is where it's been sampled and there's no Melodygon species have been found. Everywhere in white has not been sampled as of this map being made. So for the cotton growing belt, that leaves a good bit of the areas that there is some cotton grown. So if you look at this in comparison to the 2014 cotton growing, the green right here is where cotton is grown, was grown in 2014, and the darker the green, the more concentrated it is with cotton production. And if you look at these two in comparison, you can see where the Melodygon species are concentrated in these areas where the cotton is produced. So the objective of this study, I wanted to test the efficacy of growth hormones, starter fertilizers, and nematicides to increase yield. Vellum Total was one of the nematicides that I chose, and Vitate CLV. The growth hormones that we selected were Ascend, PGR, and we used the starter fertilizer SureK and Micro 500. So I had three trials with root knot species this summer, this past summer. The first one that I'm going to talk about is my microplot trial that was at Plant Science Research Center. The way it was set up is a randomized complete block, 5 replications, 7 gallons pot and pot design. The soil type in the pots was a Kalmia loamy sand, which is 80% sand, 10% silt, and 10% clay. I had 10 treatments, which I'll go over in a moment. The inoculum levels are, we add to them every year, so there are inoculum pots from our greenhouse, and all life stages are present at planting. All data was analyzed using SAS 9.4 Proc Glimix. Means were separated with Tukey-Kramer at an alpha 0.1. So the treatments I used, I had the untreated control, which is Fibermax 1944 GLB2 with the standard seed treatment from Bayer Crop Science. And then the vellum total treatment that I used for all the vellum total treatments that you'll see in this list are the 14 ounces per acre in furrow spray. The second treatment I used was Vitate CLV at 17 ounces per acre in furrow spray. And so then after that, I started adding my other input. So these treatments right here had the Ascend as a as a seed treatment and as a foliar spray. And I did that with vellum total and Vitate. And then instead of having the Ascend, I put the starter fertilizers, the SureK, 1 gallon per acre, and the Micro 500 at 1 quart per acre. I did that again with vellum total and Vitate. And then the next step was to combine those. Let's put the growth hormones and the starter fertilizers with it. So let's see if we can get another boost in growth and give it that little bit of protection before the nematodes are able to move in. And then as an all-way combination, I took the vellum total and did an in-furrow spray. with the Send, the starter fertilizers, and at Pinhead Square, I came back with Vitate as a foliar spray at 17 ounces per acre. So let's look at the microplot results. At 49 days after planting, we sampled the microplots to see what we could find as far as plant development and nematode reproduction. The orange bars are the vellum total, and the little green line here, it might be a little bit hard to see, I apologize for that. The orange bars represent biomass, and the green bar represents, or the green line represents root knot eggs per gram of root. So we can see here that the vellum total of Send starter fertilizers right here, that bar is significantly better than just the vellum total by itself. But you can see here that most of the treatments, when I added either starter fertilizers or growth hormones, it gave me a nice boost above the untreated control. And with Vitate, we can see that the Ascend gave us a nice boost for just the Vitate Inferno sprays. And this one was just vellum total at the time with the Vitate at Pinhead Square, which had not been applied at that point. The vellum total did show a trend of reducing nematode numbers. Nothing was statistically significant there, but in comparison to the control, it was showing good control as far as the nematicide in these trials. At 75 days after planting, this would have been after we sprayed the foliar spray of Vitate Pinhead Square, and after I applied the Ascend growth hormone foliar application. So we see the boost in growth with the Ascend with the vellum total and with the Vitate right there when we did the Ascend application. And you can see that the vellum total still follows the same trend of reducing the reducing the grams per egg of, or the root knot eggs gram per gram of root as compared to the control. And we can see here that the vellum total or the Vitate with Ascend was significantly less compared to the Vitate alone, because that plant was so much larger. So when we look at yields, these were the 7-gallon pots, as I said, so we hand harvested every one of these, and we did grams per pot, and that's represented by the orange bars and the blue bars. And we can see here with the starter fertilizers that we got a little bit more of a boost on yield with the vellum total compared to the other treatments and the control. And over here, we saw that with the Vitate and the vellum total together, that gave us numerically a little bit larger than most of the other treatments in that. So in summary of that, the addition of the growth hormones and the starter fertilizers with the nematicides increased plant biomass early in development. This is important because in the first 40 days of development for cotton, that's going to be the most crucial time that you need to make sure that your plants are doing well. Vellum total showed a reduction in root knot nematode populations in all treatments compared to the control. And the vellum total plus starter fertilizer numerically produced a larger yields compared to the control in the microplot. So there's no other stresses. The water is adequate throughout the entire season. It's just the nematode pressure is what we're looking at. So then my field trials I did. I had two field trials with Melodigine species. The blue star right here is plant breeding unit, which is a little bit away from Auburn, and then the Prattville Agricultural Research Unit, which is right here represented in the orange stars. Both fields are naturally infested with southern root knot nematode. So the experimental design for this was a randomized complete block design, 4-row plots, 5 replications, 10 treatments, 2 identical trials at plant breeding unit and Prattville. The inoculum was naturally infested with southern root knot nematode. And again, the statistics was analyzed with SAS 9.4 Proc Glimix, separated with Tukey-Kramer Alpha 0.1. The same treatments that we had in the microplots, those translated to the field. These treatments were picked after we screened for greenhouse trials to make the best selection for application methods. So at the plant breeding unit, we have the same soil type that was in the microplots, was the 80% sand, 10% silt, 10% clay, which is favorable for the root knot nematode. So 43 days after planting, we sampled to look at the biomass and the egg reproduction for the nematodes. And we can see here that the biomass and the bars for vellum total, that the vellum total and the Vitate, they were not statistically different from the control, but numerically they were greater than the untreated control. And you can see that vellum total in all in-furrow spray treatments did statistically reduce the nematode population as compared to the untreated control. And here in Vitate, 3 of the in-furrow sprays with those, significantly reduced it compared to the untreated control as well. At 63 days after planting, this was after the foliar application of Ascend and Vidate, we can see that this follows the same trend for the vellum total, which was reducing the egg population, and the biomass was kind of evening out. But we had this little bit of a burst with the vellum total starter fertilizers as compared to the others. In the Vidate, we saw that the Vidate Info spray by itself performed the best as far as by a root fresh weight development there, and that the Vidate starter fertilizers had the numerically lowest egg reproduction for the plant for the root knot nematode. So at harvest, with the addition of vellum total starter fertilizers or Ascend, we had a numerical increase as compared to the control. So it gave you a little bit of help on the boost, and you saw the same trend in the Vidate yields as well. So to sum that up, the early development again was increased with the plant growth hormones, the Sure-K and the nematicides, and the application of nematicides decreased the root knot populations compared to the control in most treatments. And the yields trended upwards with the addition of the growth hormones and starter fertilizers and nematicides compared to the control. So the Prattville Agricultural Research Unit, this is a little bit heavier soil. It's got a 26% clay versus the 10% that plant breeding unit had. So for our initial sampling at 31 days after planting, we can see here that the vellum total significantly reduced the eggs per gram of root as compared to the control. And you can see that most treatments here were numerically greater than the control as far as biomass goes in both the vellum and Vidate. The Vidate performed as well, just like the vellum total early, with just its in-furrow spray by itself with the lowest eggs per gram of root there. At 61 days, this was after the foliar spray, we saw this trend where the foliar spray of Ascend in this treatment and this one gave us that boost in the plant size. So the root fresh weight had gone up in this one, and the starter fertilizers in the Vidate and the Ascend with the starter fertilizers were the two standouts as far in the Vidate treatments. At harvest, we saw a little bit of a boost with the vellum total and the starter fertilizers, but again, here we can see that for that one that's good, and for this one, the vellum total Ascend starter fertilizers gave us a little bit more of a boost with the Vidate treatments in this little bit heavier soil. So to sum that up, biomass formation was increased with the addition of all of the inputs, and the root knot populations were suppressed with the addition of the nematicide as compared to an untreated control. That's what we saw in this field. So a little brief summary of it. Microplot trials showed a trend in root knot population reduction with the addition of vellum total compared to the control. The plant breeding unit, we saw increased yields with the addition of the Ascend, the starter fertilizers, and nematicides compared to the control. And at Prattville, we saw a reduction in root knot populations with either vellum total or Vidate. The addition of the Ascend and starter fertilizers showed an upward trend for most treatments, and we can also say that the vellum total and the Vidate showed a trend at reduction of the nematodes. And thank you for your time. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
Time for questions.
What are the hormones in the
skin? Cytokine and gibberellic acid and IBA.
All three?
Yes, sir.
Which do you think are giving you the increase?
Well, the IBA is good for the increase in root development, which is what we really wanted for these to do, so we could get the plant up and growing as quickly as possible and as healthy. And the gibberellic acid and the cytokinin is supposed to help with stem elongation and leaf formation. So the idea was hopefully that the IBA was increasing the root development quickly, and then as it absorbed it and grew, that the gibberellic acid and the cytokinin would make the plant a little bit bigger quicker.
Okay.